We're going to trust God, and we're going to have hope in God like never before. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Good morning,
Yolanda,
Tiffany.
Jackie,
Indiana.
Yolanda and Jackie, welcome to the line this morning. God bless you. Who else just
good
joined
morning.
Us on the Master's
good.
Call?
Good morning and praise God, TMC family. This is LaShawn in Delaware.
Good morning, LaShawn. Welcome to the Master's Call. Who else just joined us on the Master's Call this morning? Give us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, well, we bless God for each of you who have joined us on the Master's Call on this Trust in the Lord Thursday. Jeremiah 17:7 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. So on this Thursday, we're going to trust God for everything in every situation. We're just going to trust God. We're not going to depend on man, but we're going to trust God and know that his word is true. So we're going to stand on that scripture today and watch what God will do in our lives. Don't worry about the situation. Don't be fearful of the situation, but just trust and hope in the Lord and watch what he will do for you. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Oh, most gracious and mighty God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you because you are our God. You are our creator. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are our refuge. You are our strength. You are our hiding place. You are the all in all, our all in all, Father. And we seek you first this morning and your righteousness, and we know that everything else will be added unto you, O God. Rain upon us this day, O God, as we come to you. Bless the founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Continue to do great and mighty things in their life, O God. Father God, we just thank you for their yes, and we thank you for their surrender and dedication to the Master's Call. For each intercessor on the Master's Call, Lord, continue to edify, continue to give them wisdom and knowledge that comes from you as they pray, Father God, for the TMC family and for Artists International and for others who are connected all over the world. Continue to give strength and increase in the name of Jesus. For Artists International, oh God, we thank you for the vision that you have given to the DS De Leon family. We pray that you would continue to let it flow, Father God, internationally and throughout the whole world, that as we go out and we do the two experiences a day, that those two experiences will multiply to 20 new people in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that the products will continue to do what they do, Father God, but we don't know. We just have to make sure that we're consistent and that we take them. And, Lord, you just work it all out with it, with everything that you have, Father God, the noni, the acai berry, the pomegranate, the mango sting, Father God, the thermogen tea, the coffee, Lord, continue to allow it to heal and allow our path to wellness to go forth in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray for Platinum President Dorothy Cook as she leaves from Texas to go to Columbia, Father God, that your angels will be around her, her and others that would go, Father God, that you would allow them to get there, Father God, safely, and that you would bring them back as well, Father, in a safe and peaceful manner, Father. Let your will be done in her life and those lives that are connected to her, Father. Father, we thank you for each and every caller on the line this morning. Continue to do great things in their life as they trust and hope in you. And I clear the airways right now in the name of Jesus. No hindrance right now. I decree it and declaim it. I decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus, and I claim it in the name of Jesus, Father. And I ask right now, as the speaker would come this morning, Lord, that you would strengthen her, Father God, as she increases in you, that you would decrease her in her flesh, Father God, that the word will come forth as pure gold, God. And we'll give your name the glory and the honor and the praise, Father. We love you. We bless you. We honor you and we glorify you. And these things I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Now I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our host for this morning. Are you out there?
Good morning. Good morning, Tiffany. Thank you so much. This is Tammy in South Carolina. Good morning to everyone. God bless each and every one of you here. You have joined the Master's Call. We thank Tiffany so much for spiritually feeding and greeting the people of God this morning. We thank you so much, and we honor you in that strategic prayer this morning, just aligning the heavens and letting it be known that this is a house of prayer. This is a house of God. This call is mandated by the Lord, and we thank you for coming to receive your bread this morning, your feeding this morning here through the Master's Call. This call is brought to you live Monday through Friday, and we're so glad that we're able to do that. But if you're not able to catch us live Monday through Friday here on the call, we do have a website for you. We want you to go to that website, which is themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. so that you can hear all of the messages which have been archived for you since the inception of this call. We also have a playback number for you, which is 712-432-1085, and that PIN number is 957-677-POUND. And we want you to know that here on the Master's Call, we are all about the Master, the Father. This call was mandated by the Lord, and it was given to our two wonderful, anointed, motivated, powerful women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And they were given this goal, this mandate, to enrich, to empower, and enhance believers as they begin their day. Amen. And we know that all of you have been blessed by Psalms 88:13 because we know that we stand on prayer on this call. But I, O Lord, have cried out to you for help, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And here on the Master's Call, we do pray for you. We have intercessors that are dedicated to bringing your requests before the Lord, and we honor those requests as you send them to us at the email address, which is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Again, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We are also calling in all prayer intercessors that have been touched by the Lord, and you have been given the gift of prayer, and you are a prayer warrior. We are calling in men and women from the north, south, east, and west to come on in and give us an email, and our prayer general, Minister Robin, will get back with you about praying on the line. And we want to thank you and welcome all of your comments as well. Tomorrow will be our day that we open up the lines and you give us live your prayer requests and praise reports. We want to remind you, of course, of Godmother Dorothy's call, as Minister Tiffany covered her in prayer, that call is coming immediately following the Master's Call every day, Monday through Friday, and that number is 605-475-4700, and that PIN is 476-895-POUND. So you need to get that number again. It's 605-475-4700, and that PIN is 476-895-POUND. We want to thank all of you for joining us this morning, and we are going to call our anointed woman of God. Again, we have two founders, and we're celebrating all this month and are so delighted for all of you who I know you've been touched and your lives have been enriched by the Master's Call. And we're celebrating the second birthday of the Master's Call this month on the 25th of October. This call was born in 2010. So we're going to call our founder, who's going to lead us in this next portion of our word receiving today, our own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon is back on the call, and we praise God for her. Dr. Vanessa, I'm going to turn it over to you now.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, woman of God. I esteem the God in you, and thank you, Evangelist Tiffany, because you truly are an evangelist doing the work of the ministry, for welcoming the people of God on this call and covering us in prayer. And so we are excited as we are celebrating our second birthday, ready to cross over into the third. And we just pray that you all have been blessed each and every morning that you call in to hear a word from the Lord. Our theme, our mandate, the mission of this call is really to stir up your hearts and to remind you that Jesus is Lord, to have you eat the meat of the gospel, a full buffet spread of what God is doing in us, but utmost through us for his glory. So we celebrate humbly, knowing that when we accepted this call, another one of our mandates is to pray, to be those midwives, to cover your prayer requests. And we consider it an honor. And as Minister Tammy asked, and we always do, that all are welcome who want to become part of our prayer warriors. We are excited and know that God is going to continue to even do greater works through this ministry because we're yielded vessels. So let's just go to the Word of God this morning. And I started a series a while back, some of you may remember, in August, and I want to continue on that today. We'll pick back up with our series on what we talked about, how we respond, our choices on Monday. But today I want to continue on the series For the Voyage. We're going to talk about from the vision through the valley to our victory. A 3V kind of thing. Not a 3D, but a 3V kind of thing. Because, see, this is a voyage. This isn't a snapshot. This isn't a one-time thing. This is, you see a vision. God gives us vision, sometimes in a dream. Sometimes it comes to us through a prophetic word. Sometimes it just comes from us listening to a word and we get stirred in our spirit. The vision could come through us following our passion, because our passion is a big red flag and a key to what our purpose is. And from that vision, we're standing at the Alpha line. I love to explain it this way. When I'm in pulpits across the country, I always start and go to the far left and say, right now, this is the starting line. This is our Alpha. And God pulls back the veil of heaven and shows you a vision. So he shows you the Omega. He shows you what platinum looks like. And those of you who are platinum on the line, he shows you what 3D platinum will look like, the exceeding abundantly. And then literally, you're at that Omega. You reach that destiny. You kind of snap out of it, and you're back at Alpha. And now as you start the voyage, the process, the pilgrimage, taking this thing day by day, step by step, and when you get ready to go, you understand we're finna go through some valleys. We're finna go through some challenges. We probably will experience quite a few hiccups along the way before we get to that place called victory. And if we understand that anything worth having is going to be worth fighting for, when we understand we were created to accomplish a mission, a purpose, a goal, and walk in victory, we'll keep the vision. See, the world has this down. The world calls it visualization, and motivational speakers and people who encourage you, even in the secular world, will tell you to put the picture on the refrigerator of, for some of us, what we used to look like in high school when we had that Coke bottle shape, that bam kind of thing going on, that dream home you want to one day live in, all the desires of your heart. They tell you to put it up on the refrigerator, keep the vision in front of you, because, see, that's that Omega, that's the victory. But, see, there are some scriptural principles that already tell us in Habakkuk 2 to write the vision down, and though it may tarry, though we may go through the valley, we're going to get to the victory. So we're talking today to do the overview on For the Voyage, for us getting ready to go. We're in the middle of a 90-day blitz, and we're pushing to have the best holiday season ever so that we'll have great health and great wealth. There's going to be, with this vision, some valley experiences. That's okay. It's not whatever comes, it doesn't kill us. Yeah, it will strengthen us, and it'll teach us how to really stay in God's gym of faith. So from the vision through the valley to the victory. And what better scriptures to give that to us than what we, many of us, call the Lord's Prayer. When I grew up in my Baptist church, at Mount Corinth Baptist Church in Hempstead, Texas, in our little Sunday school class, we were all taught and had to memorize the 23rd Psalms. And it simply said that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. That means I won't lack anything. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, you know, when I hit those valley places. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. See, the master's call, it's all about the master. And then four, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to decide today, TMC family, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. We gon' always have holy haters. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, it's a done deal. Surely. Oh, yeah, yeah, really, really. You can count on this. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Very familiar, but today we want to anchor it in our spirits. Some of us know we're in the pit of the valley. We feel like we're in the belly of the whale. We're going through. Our going through has been going through. But remember, the Lord is the shepherd of his people. You see, scholars believe that when this 23rd Psalm was written by David, it was at a place called Mahanaim, M-A-H-A-N-A-I-M. And it was a place where he was wondering how the battle was between his forces and those of his son Absalom. And during the civil war caused by Absalom's rebellion, we remember the story where Absalom went in on Tamar and Ammon and the whole situation and dysfunctional family situation going on. And Absalom was raising up to take over the throne and to be the king. Of course, David was grief-stricken and heartbroken because his children were acting up. See, how many of you on this line, you shed a lot of tears from your children. You shed a lot of tears from family members, and you shed a lot of tears from folks who you love like family, and they disappointed you. They misunderstood you. They took you to a place of pain like no other can. And it may have been the darkest hour of his life. And this is where he penned these beautiful words that bring us comfort and solace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, I wonder how many people have been comforted and strengthened in times of sorrow, bereavement, heartache through these immortal words. I know as I'm walking through my valley, missing my father, I say these words to pour the balm of Gilead of oil in my hurting heart to remind me the Lord is my shepherd. And when we went over this initially, we went through some principles. And in principle one, I talked about God is your shepherd and your source. God is your Jehovah Rohi, R-O-P-H-E, your Jehovah Rohi. See, names mean a lot to God. And when you call on this name of God, he's your guide. He's our leader. He's our protector and our provider. Some of us don't even know where to go, where to start. Some of us have taken a spiritual TKO, such a knockout from life. We're just sitting there days like, what am I going to do? Ah, but the Lord is your shepherd. He's your guide. And throughout our journey, he'll bring in what is needed, the provision for that vision. When you stood at Alpha and looked down through the annals of time to Omega and peeping over the corridor of time, you see that there may be some valleys, some ups and downs. And you had to keep saying he's going to provide, and we're going to decree in our lives that there will be no lack. See, the devil is an equal opportunity lender. He does not show any favoritism, and he will attack anyone, but especially believers he cannot stand. So it's up to each one of us not to accept lack in our lives. We didn't say that lack wouldn't try to hit you. We didn't say financial adversity would not come. We said we walk as believers, and we stand on our authority, and we align the atmosphere and open our mouths and decree Philippians 4:19. And that 19th verse of Philippians 4, Paul admonished them to make sure they remember, and my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Lack, you cannot stay here. We arrest you by the blood of Jesus. You ask God, you lay hands on your own forehead this morning and ask God to download the strategies from heaven. Download the blueprint for me to break the bondage of lack. God, give me the creative ideas. See, many people came up with just one idea, and they're multimillionaires, billionaires today. And God can pull back the veil and give you that vision, and Alpha show you the Omega and break the back of lack. See, the real battle often begins in our mind, and we have to settle it today, not to allow the devil to deny us of the blessings, the benefits, the abundance that God wants us to have. Or he makes us to lie down in green pastures. Principle two, we talked about allow God to bring in his prosperity
and peace. Drama-free is what he desires us to be. Drama-free is what he desires us to be. There's some things worth noting in this beautiful Psalms that in verse 2 in King James Version, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. The key word here is he maketh. Sometimes the shepherd maketh the lamb to lie down in green pastures. Green is peace. Oftentimes the lamb would not stay in the fold. He would leave only to be sought and brought back to the fold by the shepherd. And again he would leave, and again he would not stay. And finally, for the lamb's own good, the shepherd would take his leg and gently break it, forcing the lamb to lie down in green pastures. See, some of us have been through some breaking, and it hadn't been the devil. You've been rebuking the devil till your buka's been broke. And it's because it was God who said, okay, homegirl, yeah, my brother, I told you no. In the Greek, that was no. In the Hebrew, in the Aramaic, in Ebonics, it was no. And you kept straying. So the Holy Ghost brought you back. Oh, that's a word right there. We can take the benediction and go on through our day right there. We don't like some of our answers to prayer. It's not that God didn't answer. It's not that God wasn't saying stop, lay here. Because it may be no, not now. No, not yet. And we were trying to force a situation. And again, the green symbolizes peace and prosperity. And see, sheep are animals that are sensitive to still waters. And God calls us his sheep so that we will push the drama out of our life. Well, we're talking today about for the voyage from the vision through the valley to the victory. And that third principle we talked about was strive to abide in his presence, to receive his anointing and his assignments. Principle 3, strive to abide in his presence to receive his anointing and his assignments. David is reminding himself in the midst of one of the darkest times in his life that God will restore me. God is refreshing me as I allow him to do it. We've got to spend quality time in God's presence, spending time studying God's word, spending time worshiping God through our afflictions, through singing praises and worship songs, and just opening up your mouth and just making the declarations of how good our God is. All of this refreshes and restores our soul. It brings back in the restoration power. See, Moses had to decide to let God lead him off the backside of the mountain back to Egypt to fulfill purpose. Joshua had to decide to receive from God his promotion to take the place of Moses and fulfill his destiny, looking at that victory to lead his people into the promised land. Esther had to decide to receive from God. Hannah had to decide to receive from God. Jesus had to decide to accept his assignment from God all the way from heaven to be born to die in the Garden of Gethsemane to Calvary's cross, all from the voyage, from the vision through the valley to the victory. And that fourth verse, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, principle number 4, allow God to take you through your process. Allow God to take you through your process. Too many of us want the victory, want the prize, but we don't want to go through the process. Pruning, the purging, the pressure, it brings forth you and I as pure gold. Allow God. Yeah, it may hurt. Yes, some tears may fall, but we're going to learn some right lessons as we walk through the valley. Don't pitch a tent and stay there. Don't try to build a subdivision, a home, and wear it as a badge of honor and a blanket everywhere. You're going through the valley, because during this process, some real transformation takes place. The process produces the transformation, and the transformation always involves change. That's not a cuss word, change. We cannot be transformed without some kind of change. We got to choose to change some bad habits. We got to choose to change some attitudes. We got to choose to change some lifestyles that don't line up with God. And most of us hate change, but change is a part of life. And an integral part of this transformation is that we will come forth as pure gold. Law principle 5, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Life will always produce haters, holy haters, and hellish haters. Yeah, there's going to be some sanctified haters, and there's going to be some worldly haters. But remember, just have an overcoming mindset throughout the journey. What am I saying? I'm saying have a made-up mind that I know some folks don't even know me who are mad at me because I'm walking in the blessing. I'm falling and flowing in my anointing and watching God move. And folks will hate you just because. And then have the nerve to say, well, I don't know why the Lord. Well, baby, you don't know all their story when you see the God of glory working through them. See, some of us, we want to be like folks, but if we knew, as Paul Harvey used to say, the rest of the story, if we knew all of their valleys, see, most of us, we give our testimony, you know, we only give a little bit of the test, and we don't illuminate all the hell we've been through to have what we've had. But remember, haters are just a part of life. Use those thorns in the flesh to make you stronger. Don't get bitter, get better. Don't let it poison you. Let it promote you to that place called purpose. And then surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Principle 6, God made us some promises that he will keep. God made us some promises that he will keep. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. See, on the master's call, in your private prayer time, in the marketplace, in your going in and coming out, goodness got you on the backside right, and mercy got you on the backside left. They got you covered, and they're going to follow you as you follow Christ. And God made a promise that he will have you dwell in his house forever. Oh, remember today that from the voyage, it's a voyage, from the vision, keep your vision alive. We're going to go through the valley, but God has promised us the victory. And I speak and decree victory in each and every one of our lives today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Back to you, Miss Tammy.
Amen, amen. I received that word from my God, Dr. Vanessa, always blessing. We just thank God for the word this morning. Wow, wow, wow. So many points. We want to remind you to go back this morning and listen to the call again. We'll give you the playback number. It's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And go to the website to download the series. Of course, all the series are there, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can go back and review the prior messages in this series and get caught up and listen to today's message as well. We're going to go forward now to seal this word and bring our prayer request forward this morning. Our sister in Christ, LaShawn, is going to come now at this time. Sister LaShawn?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Good morning. I can hear you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God for such a powerful rhema word. Father God, we come to you this morning thanking you. Thank you for the clarity of this call. Thank you so much for all that you have done and continue to do for us. We thank you for those valleys that turn into mountains because the tests that we may have gone through, they prepare us for the glory. They prepare us for all the gifts that you have intended for us. We thank you for those valleys and lovely experiences, Father Lord God, because it shows others that you are a true and living God. So thank you for giving us that Holy Ghost vision that gets us closer to the plan that you have for us. We thank you for being that Jehovah Shammah, always showing us that you are around and that you are there for us, Father, Lord God. We thank you and we bless you for that. We thank you for being the Jehovah Rapha, strengthening Jonathan, healing him from his falls. We already know that conditions that cause falls are a name. So we bless and receive the fact that he will be healed from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father, Lord God. We thank you for protecting him from falling again and having people mystified, not knowing what happened. God happened. The supernatural happened. The doctors didn't do it. God did it, Father, Lord God. So we thank you for that. We thank you for comforting the Henry family and strengthening them, Lord. We thank you for the Sims family and strengthening them as well as Carrie Sims in the hospital with respiratory failure. We know that you are breathing for her right now. We know that you will keep life going, her Lord. We know that you are going to run that DNA through her veins to get her stronger than she ever has been before so she can continue your Father, oh God. We thank you for Kayla Conley's family, and we ask that you please comfort them in the transition of her brother-in-law. We thank you and scream and shout with Joni for raising her blood count and fighting leukemia and keeping her whole, Father, oh God. We thank you for the blessings that you have given to her because she has been steadfast and unmovable, and she has continued to scream your word out, oh Lord. So we thank you for her. We also thank you for Joseph. We know that he may be prisoned by man, but he is free and forgiven by you, Father, Lord God. We thank you for the faithfulness of his mother, Jackie, who keeps him in prayer, knowing that this test that he is going through will be a testimony because he will show young men what not to do and get them closer to you, Father, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for watching over Richard Gordon. We ask that you remove the taste from drug addiction from his mouth, remove it from his craving, Father, Lord God. Get him closer to the altar and give his life back to you, Father, Lord God. We ask that you lead him to the rules of Narcotics Anonymous if need be, so he can learn through your word and your strength how to stay clean, Father God. We remove crack. We remove heroin. We remove marijuana, pills, alcohol, any kind of mental health disorders in your children, Father, Lord God. They must bow down in the name of Jesus. We bless you for Charles Shelton, for that oil that anointed his head and him giving his life back to you and becoming saved. We know we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless we are born of the water and the spirit. So, Father, thank you for saving him. Thank you for him realizing that he must go through you. We thank you for Lonnie and Andrea. They are jumping up and down with their testimony. Thank you for Jessica and her new position, Lord. We thank you for her and allowing us to know that there is hope and strength through you, Father, Lord God. Thank you for Gwen Beatty, for her fight, her diligence, her resilience, Father, Lord God, her undying faith for you and the hope that all will be well with her. We ask that you continue to sow and fill a bottle and save a life so that she can have the holistic medicine that you want for her, Father, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for Platinum President Dorothy Cook and her desire to motivate and inspire those in the morning, Father God. We ask that her call is successful and that people look past all the fame, but listen to the words that she said so they can motivate their day. And now, last but not least, we thank you for the Master's Call, Father. We thank you for the longevity. We thank you for the commitment. We thank you for all that you have done with Pastor Vanessa and Dr. PK and allowing them to be there for us as mentors, as well as women to follow. So we bless them, and we thank you, Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you will do for us. Amen and amen. Back to you, Sister Tammy.
Amen, amen. Thank you, LaShawn. We want to thank Tiffany for opening us up, greeting the people, and opening us in prayer. And we certainly want to thank Dr. Vanessa for that word from the throne room this morning. We thank God for and bless all of you. We want to again remind you that it is time for Godmother Dorothy Cook's call. We're going to give you that number again, 605-475-4700. The pin is 476-895-pound. And again, to listen to this recording, 712-432-1085, and the pin is 957-677-pound. God bless each and every one of you. We thank you and we love you. Go out and be that minister in the marketplace that God has called you to be. Have a blessed day, and we will hear you on the call tomorrow. Bye-bye.